This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Great to share a few moments with you. In the middle of some pain, do you actually thank God for it? Probably not. I'm not sure that I would either. And if you're going through some pain, perhaps a physical, emotional, spiritual pain at the moment, you really don't feel like saying, well, thank God for the pain. But that's what I was talking about yesterday morning. Pain is something we try to avoid. It's uncomfortable, unpleasant, makes you jump and twist and clench your teeth, and sometimes you want to scream out or groan. So I think it's normal to complain about pain, because pain makes us withdraw from people. We want to try and hide the external signs of pain. We want it to go away. We want to go to the doctor, get a prescription, or if it's the dentist or the chiropractor or the chemist, and take some painkillers to get that pain away. But there is a deeper level here. Giving thanks to God when you're suffering, it seems such a strange idea that no one will take it seriously. And what about those people who live with chronic pain day and night? The Apostle Paul, he knew more than his share of sorrow. He said to his young apprentice Timothy to actually do that, because he said to Timothy, we read it in 1 Timothy 5:16 to 18, be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was a Russian writer who endured prison and the forced labor camps under Joseph Stalin. It was there that he became a committed Christian, and it's an interesting thing to read about his experience. It was granted to me, he said, to carry away from my prison years on my bent back, which nearly broke beneath the load, an essential experience, how a human being becomes evil and how good. In the intoxication of youthful success, I found myself to be infallible. I was cruel. I was a murderer. I was an oppressor. I was convinced I was doing good. But it was only as I lay in the rotting prison straw that I sensed within myself the first stirrings of good. It disclosed to me that the line separating good and evil doesn't pass through states or classes or political parties, but through every human heart. And that's why I turn back to the years of my imprisonment and say, sometimes to the astonishment of people there, bless you, prison. I have served enough time there. I nourished my soul in prison. And I say without hesitation, bless you, prison, for having been in my life. You see how it affects people. Some people have this amazing way of looking at things. Joni Erickson-Tada in more recent years is another example of this, a young lady, a Christian author and speaker who became a quadriplegic when she was 17 in a tragic accident. And she says that most of us are able to thank God for his grace and for his help in a trial, but we don't thank him for the problem. We just thank him for the fact that we find him there. But many decades, she said, in a wheelchair, have taught me not to segregate my Saviour from the suffering he allows, or through a broken neck or a broken ankle or something that happens. The God of the Bible is bigger than that. He is much bigger. So Joni Erickson goes on, maybe this wheelchair felt like a horrible tragedy in the beginning, but I give thanks in my wheelchair. I'm grateful for my quadriplegia. It's a bruising of blessing, a gift wrapped in black. It's the shadowy companion that walks with me every day, pulling and pushing me in the arms of my Saviour. And that's where the joy is. Again, isn't that a remarkable statement? The blessing of a bruising or a gift wrapped in black. That's what she said. So your wheelchair, whatever it is, doesn't put you at odds of God with God. Your hardship and heartache comes also to him. And the amazing thing is you can be grateful. Yes, it takes a long time. It takes a lot of courage and perhaps a lot of tears. So that's a wonderful story from both Joni Erickson-Tada and Alexander Solzhenitsyn in more recent times. Thank you, dear Lord, that we can in some strange way thank you for the hurting. Thank you for the pain. Help me to understand it more. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.